The Strand Gamers are proud to present Mouse Guard Adventures. Using the Mouse Guard role-playing game system and inspired by the comics of David Peterson.
Hey, we're on with Mouse Guard Episode 5.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
What is this?
Tom volunteered / called delivering the prologue. Make it a good one, because I don't remember what happened.
He dipsed it.
Of course not. all right. I'll give this shit a shot. So let me see. I've got to pull this up here. Prologue from Google Drive. All right. So, when we last left our heroes, after a negotiation with a member of the Confederacy and his thugs that ended in us capturing the member, we returned to Lockhaven and reported to Gwendolyn on the existence of the Confederacy. She charged us with rooting out and investigating them, and we turned the prisoners over for interrogation. From this, we learned three things. Number one, the Confederacy of Knowledge is an organization based in Spruce Talk. Number two, the person in charge is a mysterious figure known as Red Eye. And number three, that there's a complex network of messaging and supplies. The doc's primary contact, the doctor we captured, is a mouse in Spruce Talk named Ariel. Now, we know the name Ariel because that is Myra's rival character. But anyway,
she just sucks.
Bitch. Anyway, we set out for Spruce Talk and, after grappling with the weather, made it there without the Confederacy ever knowing we were on our way. Myra attempted, upon getting there, to unsuccessfully persuade Ariel, who is her rival, as I mentioned before, to be amenable to helping our cause. But she doesn't reveal what the cause is, while Albus gets a lead from a mysterious old mouse who invited him to join the Confederacy. Simon, Albus, and Ragalak attend a recruitment meeting as Myra and Walmond monitor them from behind. Everybody else goes down into the meeting, but the three of them go up to the top of the tree and are met with a strange, airy-voiced mouse who states that they must be initiated. Myra and Walmond follow after them. The three of them meet up with Red Eye, an albino and the leader of the Confederacy. He shows them one of their many weapons, fire in a jar, a weapon capable of igniting even a bear. They accept, quote-unquote, their initiation into the group and are let out. Walmond tails his old rival, Dalton, whom he sees as standing as a sentry for the Confederacy. In what has got to be one of the greatest combats Kevin has ever been in, he severely beats and captures Dalton, rips his teeth out, and then brings him back to the rest of the group, like, dumps him in a dark alleyway for the rest of the group to discover later. In the meantime, Myra eavesdrops on Red Eye, who is told that they know that Simon, Albus, and Ragalak were guard mice, having seen them enter the city with Myra. The group reconvened, they stay with Myra's crazy beetle lady aunt, Matilda, and they store Dalton there while they go back to the inn and prepare for an ambush.
Okay. Are all the players satisfied and well-reminded?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Did I miss anything? Because if I missed anything, I'm A-OK.
Did you mention Auntie Apple Spruce?
Matilda? Yes.
Okay.
Apple Spruce.
That's where you dumped Dalton's bruised and bloody body.
I wish I dumped actual dolphins. Bruised and broken bodies.
Okay.
We didn't say dolphin.
Dalton and dolphin sound so similar. I'm sorry.
What do you have against dolphins?
We'll call him Dalton now.
What?
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Alright, well, Tom, sounds like people are satisfied and well-reminded.
Hell yes.
You may alleviate one of your conditions, other than injured or sick, or you may recover a point of tax on your nature.
On the one hand, my nature's taxed by one. But on the other hand,
go with
I'm tired.
The nature!
But I am tired. What does tired do again? Minus one to disposition?
Oh, I have all of this written down.
No, you know what? I have the sheet here. I just need to sort through all the things I've got.
One to disposition for all conflicts. Whatever. You can remove it with an OB3 health check, though. So you can do that.
Yeah, but that's during player turn.
Also, he's old, so that's hard for him.
Yeah.
What's your health bet?
My health is 4.
Sanity.
Although, you know what? Yeah, I need the past health tests anyway, so I'll recover my nature. I'm very close to advancing my health. I only need 2 more successful health tests, and I've got a health of 5.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a way you can cheat and make a test that is either, like, you can choose whether it's pass or fail?
Given that it is
cheating.
Yeah, in
the player turn.
Yeah.
When learning or something, I think, yeah.
I mean, I guess if someone wants to train me in health, but I don't
know. Is that a thing we can do?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, if it is, I don't want to do it.
Be less old.
Yeah.
I'm going to poison you, and you are going to learn how to resist it.
Isn't that how he did it in Princess Bride?
It's a fantastic movie. Let's stop playing this and go watch Princess Bride.
Let's do that.
We'll keep recording and just have the site listen to us watching.
We could really that would be totally okay.
We'll even pipe in the audio of the movie to the Skype call.
Or we could put Princess Bride on in the background while we all play Dota.
No.
Finish it. Yeah, we're going to get through this, guys.
Yeah, in for a penny, in for a pound. Come on.
A whole pound. That's like 16 mice.
I jump off a tree. That's committing suicide.
It's hard being determined to do this when the GM, of all people, brings up the fact that we could watch Princess Bride instead.
Watch Princess Bride on your own time.
Well, okay.
Is that like an assignment, or is that just our alternative option?
All right.
Anyway.
I guess we can play this thing that generates content for Nick's website.
That we do because we enjoy.
Yeah, you're not my employees. If you were, I'd have to be picking you.
And report us on tax forms.
I'm definitely not doing.
Let's talk about you paying us.
Okay, let's talk about me finding some new players.
Oh.
Right in the field.
That's not very nice.
Yeah. This isn't a union shop. I can just oust you guys and replace you.
Maybe it should be a union shop. Let's make a union, guys.
Alright, you're all fine.
No. I think Nick's taking the Walmart approach to handling units.
No. All set with that, thanks.
Alright. Pressing forward.
Oh, that sounded very dynamic, the way you said that.
Okay, great. As Tom mentioned, when we finished last time, you guys were positioning yourselves around the tavern you were staying in, expecting an ambush from the Confederacy of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what I'm going to need you folks to do is rate me some goals.
Can survive whatever the Inquisition throws, Confederation throws at us, be a goal?
Nope. Mm. I expect... waiting for the ambush to be one scene. I mean, where do you want to go from there?
Yeah.
I already have a goal.
Alright.
I have a goal as
well. Your goal?
It's the one I didn't complete last session.
Expose the Confederacy of Knowledge and let the public decide?
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum!
And of course, my
John,
my goal is still ensure that the investigation into the Confederacy does not sway the loyalties of the team.
Okay.
Because I like farming fate from that.
Crap, what's the name of the town we're in currently?
Spruce Duck,
that's it. Okay, well then my goal is topple the Confederacy chapter in Spruce Duck.
Okay. You're aiming high. I like that.
Yes, I am.
Is it mice kind or mouse kind?
Mouse kind. Because we don't say humans kind.
Or mankind. That's kind of weird.
We do say mankind.
We say man, but not
that's
men.
That's singular.
Mankind.
Mouse kind doesn't
mice.
Work.
Mice.
People kind.
For the mice and gods.
What do you have for me?
Get through the fracas with Confederacy of Knowledge without seeing any mice die.
Ooh, oh, that's so good!
Fracas.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with mine. Convince the Confederation to be open and benefit Mousekind with transparency. That's not going to happen.
My spell checker doesn't like that I use the term Mousekind.
Get a new spell checker.
Teach it.
Show it who's boss. Also doesn't like Mouseguard, Tenderpaw, or Spruce Duck for some reason.
Strange.
I think it's racist.
Probably. Racism.
Does it like Apple Bottom?
I don't have Apple Bottom on here.
It's Apple Loft.
But no, it
Apple
doesn't.
Bloom. I thought it was Apple Bloom.
Apple Bloom is a pony. Apple Loft Apple is the Bloom. Town at Mouseguard. Apple Bottom is nonsense you guys made up.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Apple everything else is nonsense we made up.
I'll Google it. We'll see. Oh, there it's a thing. Apple Bottom is... We didn't make it up. Boom!
I'm going to click on this link, and I'm going to regret it.
Yep.
Because it goes to teacuppigsforsale.com.
No, that would have been good. That would have been good.
And apparently refers to a type of bottom.
About apple bottom pigs for sale. .com.
You guys are killing me. What? Years off my life.
Slowly. Yeah, sure.
Not even slowly.
They're not even really good jeans.
And not even Shirley.
You don't know that.
Quickly and unpredictably.
Let's play the game!
Yes! Okay, when we last left, you guys were setting yourselves up for an anticipated ambush. As I recall, you guys had crafted sort of body doubles to put in your beds.
Yep, shitty mouse dummies.
Yes, as I recall, we did it badly.
They were alright.
Well,
they were okay dummies.
Where are you guys positioning yourselves? I know we went over this last week, but I can't remember. So, some of you were outside, some of you were hiding in the closet.
Simon's outside.
How about all of you talk at once?
Well, okay. Oh,
well, okay, so I was outside. What, no one's going to join me?
Blah, 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 blah.
I was outside.
I think it was outside the Qualmond.
Maybe I was inside then. I don't remember. I'll go with inside. That sounds like a thing Simon would do.
Okay, are you inside in the closet or in an adjoining room? Or
in the closet. That'll be cool.
Okay, Simon's secretly gay. Got it.
What? Okay. Well.
Rags?
Room across the hall.
Albus?
I believe I was inside in the closet. I was inside in the closet.
In the closet with Simon.
But I think that Simon was already there, so I'm trying to remember where I was now.
I might have. We're going to be trying to blend into the common room, but feel free to change it.
I thought that Simon was the one who was blending into the common room, and I was.
I'll blend in.
Yeah, and I'm in the closet.
Yeah. Swapsies.
Whoops.
How embarrassing.
Oh, you. What?
Okay. Scout is used for stealth, right? I haven't played this game in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Then, Walmond and Myra, I would like you to make me a scout test.
I'm not actually good at this.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm pretty good at this. I think my scout's 4.
Well.
Wow. What'd you get?
You go first.
You serious?
Oh, you.
I got a success.
I got zero successes.
Dice roller.
Wow.
I know, you're contagious.
Yeah, you just pulled a me.
Some mice, a trio of mice in big sort of fur jackets stroll by the front of the inn and take a look around and keep walking past
after
the building.
After having noticed the two incredibly obvious mice staring at them.
Yeah.
No, we were totally inconspicuous. Mice just hang out in trees, right?
No, they looked right at us.
No, I think we were good. Don't worry about it.
They looked right at us, pointed at us, then talked to each other, then left.
Dude, you're thinking too much about it. We're fine. Who's the tender paw here, and who's the guard Doodlebop?
Neither of you.
He
actually outranks you.
Yeah. Did you forget that?
No. Apparently, I think you're worrying too much.
The tunnel snakes rule.
Hmm?
They're kicking the shit out of you guys in terms of stealth right now.
Oh, yeah, the tunnel snakes. That's us, and they rule.
Cool.
No, shut up about the links we put in the chat.
You guys hear a bizarre sound. It's a heavy metallic twang. And then this thick, it looks like an arrow shaft, but it's not feathered like one. It's shorter. Just thunks itself into the wall, burying itself deep into the wall right next to Myra's head.
They notice this. I'm running.
I think I'm going to leave.
Assassin's bullets.
They notice this. I'm running. I don't even want to know what it is. Off I go. Goodbye.
I want to grab it and then follow Walmond, because he's right and he's my superior.
What, you're grabbing the arrow thing?
Right, I can just witch it out, right? Just boink.
You're going to need to make me a health test.
Oh, crap. That might have been a bad idea. Let's see. Oh, I got this.
Probably the poisons.
Probably. Oh, this looks promising. Okay, I got 4 successes.
Okay. You yank that thing out of the wall. It's buried deep and managed to duck and weave before the next one thunks in behind you. Where are you two running?
Go to Mexico.
Somewhere conspicuous, maybe the tavern itself. I would like to try and blend in.
Yeah,
it's the middle of the night, so
no one's there.
Really?
To a 24-hour gas station.
I want to go to Cumberland Farms.
The closest place where you guys can really seek shelter indoors would be the tavern, or you could make a break for it either way in the street.
I'm going to go for the tavern.
Oh, no, or you could break into the mayor's house, because he probably has private security.
What?
What?
I don't know.
What?
Never mind.
I love
not
your
there.
Plans.
I should not get involved with this.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go to the tavern. I'm headed towards the outside of town. If need be, I'll lose them in the woods.
So you're just running?
Yes. Well, I don't want to chase them back, or have them chase me back to you guys.
Hey, Kevin, high or low?
Let's go with low.
Okay. Simon, you are sitting in front of the dying fire in the hearth in the common room with your tiny little acorn filled with liquor. Most of the people still around are either half drunk or passed out. when you see Myra burst through the door in a terrible clatter.
Quiet down. What's happening?
We should hide.
Let's go under the stairs.
Okay.
I hope under the stairs is a place that we can go.
I really don't care where I go as long as it's hidden.
Just say under the stairs, because then two people said it and it's canon.
It's going to be entirely based on your scout rules.
Oh, crap.
Walmond, make me a health test. You can see that one of these mice has split off and is trying to chase you down.
Oh my.
It looks like he's coming down off the top of a building where they were shooting at you from. You don't know how you were so oblivious that they got up there without you noticing, but apparently pretty oblivious.
Quite oblivious.
You can see he's holding a contraption, like almost a rectangular box that's got springs that pull back, and it looks like he loads an arrow in the front of it.
Yeah, like some sort of crude catapult. Huh. 3 successes on my health test.
Okay. You sprint for the exit to town.
Yep.
You start to pull away from this guy. You can see a bored-looking private town guard sort of waiting by the sealed exit to town, resting against his staff. He looks up at you, curious, as you come running over.
Hmm. I could yell assassins.
Why not?
I'm going to yell assassins.
Yeah.
To him.
He is startled, looks around, and he starts to see this man pursuing you, coming down the ramp at you. What should we do?
What? Well, now that I have... Subdue him!
Right!
Wow, he's good at being a town guard.
He...
This what is the best thing you're
facing. Assassins, take orders from someone else. I do have a cloak, though.
Yeah, you do. But you technically have no jurisdiction here.
It's true.
You just have a cloak.
It looks good. It's British racing gear.
Oh, this again.
He hefts his staff and charges at the man who levels his strange arrow box. Simon and Myra, how are you feeling about Scout?
We're hiding under the stairs.
Yeah.
We have to roll a doodle bob.
I'll roll my Scout. I got 2 successes.
I burned through fate. Actually, what's my doodle bob?
Scout.
My obstacle.
Going to be opposed, 2.
Oh, I got 3 successes. That means it levels.
Oh.
Simon?
I got 2 successes still.
Okay. Then you can make me.
Can I break a tie toward them?
If you like.
I have the trait driven, and since I really want to get these guys, I am not careful enough in hiding.
If you're sabotaging your hiding efforts.
I just want to get a good look at them, so I pop my head out too soon or something.
Okay. You guys open up quickly the cupboard under the stairs. You throw out the preteen wizard who's in there. And
alone?
It is a Harry Potter reference.
Oh. Just okay.
Moving on.
I've only seen one of them.
No, I got it.
They're books, too.
I haven't read any of them.
You cram yourselves in there, and you hear the front door open behind you, and mice whispering to each other. Simon opens
That's me.
The door creak and peers his head out to get a look at him. And he can see that one of these mice, his big furry coat is opened. He has a number of vials hanging from this bandolier around his chest. A small quiver of these arrows. And when he sees you, he levels his arrow box.
Arrow box?
It's a crude crossbow.
Oh.
But crossbows are not a thing you've ever seen before.
What magic is this?
Is your intention to fight him?
Yes.
Okay.
I will aid the tenderfoot.
I am nowhere near you guys, am I?
The tender booty.
You're up in the closet, remember?
Yeah, but I don't suppose like I can hear what's happening.
You probably hear the Harry Potter mouse casting some kind of stuff.
I am going to say that you and Rags can form a team on the second round of the conflict. That you'll hear the noise and come running down.
Okay.
So on the second exchange.
Bum, bum. What is this?
Yes.
No, scripting, huh?
There are two of these mice here. It seems that two of them followed Myra. And they are going to roll their disposition. As soon as I remember how to do this.
Oh, there's a page that probably helps.
The character sheet has all these secrets and more.
Is that it? Is that what I linked?
Yes, it is what you linked.
That's the one, yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Test skill. Fight. We're doing fight, right?
Yes.
Add to base nature or health. Mm-hmm.
What's your health?
My health is 6.
What's your fight?
3.
My health is 5 and my fight is 4.
It sounds like math is on the side of me rolling this.
No, it's equal parts, right? No?
Well, maybe. Since 6 of my points are a sure thing and 5 of yours are sure.
All right, good luck. Don't fail.
I got 1 success. Added. So that's 7. Our doodle thing is 7.
What is your conflict goal?
To subdue the sneaky bastards.
We can't defeat them and murder the fuck out of them?
That's not what the mouse guard does.
Their goal is to kill the mice of the guard.
I'm pretty sure self-defense is totally okay.
Well, if that's what happens, that's what happens. But we should subdue them first.
I feel like if you state your goal is murdering the fuck out of them, you can compromise and then subdue them instead.
Fine.
Fight like you mean it. Okay. What weapons are you using?
I have a shield.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's a good weapon.
I have a SWAD. I'm gonna put my +1d2 attack, since you've already got +2 to defend. Actually, it could be attack, feint, or maneuver.
All right. So, Oh, wait, no. Defend doesn't do anything if you don't have depleted, what's it?
Well, it opposes their attack. It can subtract successes from an attack or maneuver, and it can heal you if you get a bunch of successes. I'm scripted.
We're discussing this scripting.
Okay, we are scripted.
Yeah, we are.
I'm putting my plus one for attack.
I get a plus two for defending.
That's a shield.
I have a shield, yeah. Yep, uh-huh.
Okay. Volley one, they are maneuvering.
Oh, this is awkward. We're maneuvering, too. Well, Simon's maneuvering.
All right. Well, it is two independent tests.
You were
bursting out of the closet and trying to get some ground on them.
That's exactly what I was going to say. All right, maneuver is nature. Oh, I'm not a nature-y guy. Crap. Oh, I'm going to use a fate point. That didn't help me at all. That sucks. Well, I got three successes.
That turns out is better than their zero.
Oh.
Whoa.
What? Okay. So, should we disarm them or gain position and impede? Disarm sounds cool. I barrel out of the closet and bash them with my shield and it knocks the crossbow out of their hand. One of their hands.
Awesome. Exactly.
Yeah,
that happens. You just knock their hands.
Just bamboozle my way out. And it'll officially be called that.
You crack this arrow box and it hits the ground and breaks. And it seems like some springs go flying out.
Nice.
They look shot. Fucked up their new toy.
Bum, bum, bum.
And they want to attack you.
That's awesome. I will attack back because screw them.
Oh, we're on action too. Okay.
Yes.
Attack versus attack. Huh?
That's a lot of dice.
I hope they're all sixes.
No, that wasn't my dice.
Oh, well, crap.
Well, I got two successes.
He also got two successes.
Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, this again?
No, it's not a tie. They're two independent tests. Also, his crossbow adds a success on the attack. Because this is the one who didn't just get disarmed.
Well, plus 1d, that means I have to roll. It's not like, magic, you get a success, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I still got two successes.
Okay, so you're barreling down on him with your... You use knowledge, sword. Right? Sword? Okay.
Swad.
Swad.
Sword.
S-word.
It's just, this quarrel buries itself in your shoulder.
Ow. That's pretty bad.
You're a professional mouse, so you go through and just slash him across his torso, leaving a big cut in his fur.
Fully bamboozle him.
Alright. Fantastic.
So they didn't lose yet, right? They have not been reduced to zero disposition?
No, sir.
Alright.
What is my... How many attacks disposition reducing just happened?
Three. Two.
For
what?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, he's got an extra one. I thought the two included the one. Okay.
It does not.
Well, Shazbot.
Yeah, Volley 3, they're going to try defending themselves.
Oh, well, I have attack to attack on them.
So it's an opposed test. Zero successes.
This is our chance.
I came on this mission.
This is our chance to reverse.
All right, Simon, don't fuck up. I believe in you.
I got three successes.
Oh, that's great.
A whirlwind of shield bashings on mouse snouts.
Yes. That's what I was trained to do.
You take them both out.
Will be so proud. What?
You take them both out.
Just a whirlwind of...
With your shield, man. That's awesome.
Are they dead? I hope they're not dead.
They cannot be dead. Hyra is going to be injured, though. That is the compromise I'm proposing, because they took out about half of your disposition.
Whoa, half? Yeah, they basically took out about half.
They apparently hit pretty hard.
Well, they did shoot her with a crossbow.
Well, okay, I'm injured.
Okay.
No longer fragrant. That was my condition before. It was fragrant.
Oh, it was normals.
Elvis and Rag, you hear strange commotion going on downstairs.
Healthy, actually.
So, can we just... I'm going to barrel downstairs.
You get down there just in time to watch the whirlwind.
That indeed you do. Simon takes out two mice, just swinging his shield.
Fucking
Batman. Sword drawn, they go down. I straighten, sheathe my sword.
I'll rush over. Are they still breathing?
They are.
Well done. Well. There's our ambush. And are any of the arrow boxes still intact, or did we smash them all?
One of them is still intact.
I want to pick this thing up.
Whoa, be careful with that thing. Look at Myra.
Yeah, I'm just going to clutch my shoulder.
That thing did that to her.
I'm okay.
You're all right, Myra.
I could walk this off. It's just a flesh wound.
It's in there pretty deep. That doesn't even look like it's got any... Where's the fletching on it? That's an arrow, right?
I have another one. I will pull out the other one.
And this thing shot into
you. How'd you get one of those?
Well,
did they fire? How many times did they fire this thing?
They only shot one.
Well, you see, I kind of... Me and Wallman were kind of ambushed. Speaking of which, we should probably meet up with him. He darted out toward the woods.
God damn it. All right,
I'm sure he had a good reason for heading there, sir.
He, probably wanted to draw him away from us, right?
Can we go help him?
Yeah, we need to go help him.
What direction did he run off in?
This way!
Let's go. I'm still holding on to the box.
Okay.
How big is it again?
How do I term things in mouse sizes? It takes you two hands to hold and aim it comfortably.
Could I, like, put it under one arm at least?
Yeah, I mean, you can carry it in one hand, you just can't use it as a weapon like that.
Alright.
Woman, this guard charges at this assassin, swings his staff, and literally cracks it across the man's face.
Nice.
Letting out a trickle of blood from the bowman's hand. The bowman then presses this box against the guard's chest and fires. Sickening thunk, and then the guard slumps down dead.
Ooh.
No exit wound.
I will move to engage. He's been whacked in the head already.
Yes, indeed. Do you want to make me just an opposed fighter roll?
No. Actually, I don't.
Okay. You want to go to a full complex?
Yes. That would benefit me greatly. My fighter is 2.
You still will have to use fighter, though.
Right? Oh, that's right.
No, I don't, actually.
Skill tests are a thing.
Not before disarming him.
Are a thing. This mouse's goal is to kill you.
Yes, and I merely wish to subdue him.
These guys don't mess around.
No.
They're assassins. They have, like, one job.
And they didn't do it very well.
Well, they're trying. I mean, give them some credit.
So I use my health to determine disposition, right?
No, you use your fighter plus the added to the base of health or nature.
Okay. Awesome. So my disposition is therefore 5, because I am hungry / thirsty.
Oh no.
My weapon shall once again be the hook and line.
Okay.
How many times have you used this hook and line?
Get him started on the spreadsheet.
Well, I have a spreadsheet. Wouldn't you know?
Apparently he's got a spreadsheet. And he's gonna link it for him.
No.
I'm scripted.
Okay.
Womp womp.
Bok bok.
Is that a chicken noise?
What?
Okay, what? I am scripted.
Scootaloo. Okay.
Okay. Sir scripted. His first action is defend.
Mine is maneuver.
Maneuver. Against his defend is a versus test. But you get bonuses from your hook and line, don't you?
Yes, I do. So I'm rolling quite a bit of dice.
Oh, you and your creeping maneuver.
Remember all the bad rolling I did against them?
Not today. Well,
this was the good guy. He was the star of the team.
Well, I'm going to spend a fate to open-end this.
I'm at 5. Yeah. If that makes a difference to your decision.
Well, I ended up exactly matching it. But the hook and line gives me +1 success. So I have a success to use. So I'll hinder.
Fantastic. So, yeah, you impede his next action. He gets a -1 D to his next action, and he doesn't get to do the healing thing he wanted to do.
Excellent. Open-ending that was a good idea, because I had 3 successes, 2 of which were 6s.
Volley 2, he is going to shoot you with this bow thing.
Ah, that's great, because I was going to attack him.
Yeah, he throws in another shaft from his quiver, and yanks back this big lever on the side.
I'm going to attempt to whack him in the face with a hook. Maybe get him in the eye.
There we go. There's the rolls.
Right in the eye.
Well, I got a success.
I got 4 ones and a 2.
Nice. Excellent. Making progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You catch him with your hook. Just tear a patch of fur off of him.
Would have been a better blow, but whatever. Okay then. My next action, defend.
He is going to faint.
Ooh.
Oh. That's terrible of me. Defend meets faint is, yeah, I'm shut out.
Yeah, so played against the defend, the defender may not test. So that's not good for you.
No, correct.
Woof. Aw, that's 4.
That's bad.
Ow.
You dodge and just a shaft buries into your torso between two of your ribs.
Ah! Ag.
Ag. That's no good.
Ag.
Go on.
Ag. Okay.
Is this what it would sound like if Kevin actually got stabbed?
No, probably not. I'd probably be a touch louder. It would be more like, gang. No, it would be nothing like that. I didn't just want to yell on the mic, though. That's ridiculous. Okay, so scripting again. I'm done. I'm putting so much thought into this.
I'm also done. Volley 1, defend.
Maneuver.
Oh, with your
maneuver. Oh, this again.
This seems familiar.
This doesn't count as 2 uses of the hook and line, by the way.
Okay.
For the spreadsheet, just 1.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
2 successes.
Okay. 3 successes bumped up to 4 by the hook and line.
Nice.
Boom, bam!
Can I disarm him with that, or does that take 3? That takes 3. But I can grant myself 2 dice to my next action, right?
Yes.
Then I'll do that.
Uh-huh. You hook him and pull him to where you want him to be?
Yes.
He stumbles forward, failing to defend himself again.
I control the battlefield, not you. It doesn't stop you from shooting me.
Yes. Volley 2, fate.
Defend, fuck.
This is not going well for you, I've noticed.
No, it's not. You're very correct. Can a persona get me out of this situation? Probably not.
Nope.
Because I'm out of fate, but I have a bunch of persona.
I know that feel, brah.
You'd get plus 2 dice to your action if you got to take one. It's 3 successes.
Okay, well, that brings my disposition to negative 2.
Oof.
It wasn't that much to start with.
I need to look up the rules for killing mutts.
Well, hold on, there's a concession. I reduced this thing.
Yeah.
How about he gets captured instead?
Well, they're not actually. Kevin reduced this thing by 1.
Not by much. What was it at to begin with?
His max was 6. The guard actually managed to do 1 to him.
Well, that's good.
Excuse me. Well, maybe,
There's actual rules about killing mice and how it goes down in the conflict. I'm just trying to find it.
Okay. Okay, well, I want my consolation that if he kills me, I've ripped his arm off. That's all I'm willing to concede.
Death and killing. Okay. If you are trying to kill your opponents in a fight, you've got to win with little or no compromise. If you win with a minor compromise in a one-on-one confrontation, your opponent gets one last act before he dies. It can be then and there, or he can stagger back to town or whatever. So you want your last act to be pulling his arm off?
Yeah. I have a hook and line. I can do it.
This is your legacy to Mousekind.
Oh, gosh.
Well, my legacy to him. He won't forget it.
Okay.
Jerk.
The rest of the group...
I'm a fighter of at least four. I don't.
Runs to the entrance of the town in time to see one of these bolts thunk just straight through Walman's sternum.
Walman!
Walman!
Nope, we're fresh out of me.
Blood starts pooling out of his mouth. As he's falling to the ground, he digs his hook into this man's aiming arm and just yanks it down, and you can hear just bones and muscle tear out of place.
Yeah.
The hook is sharp. As
this
it turns out.
This is gruesome.
Yeah, well, I'm dead. So he deserved it.
I am going to...
So do I get a fate for trying to do my goal?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I make a mad dash towards the aiming, the aiming mouse?
Yeah.
And just, like, take him down?
I also would like to pummel him into dust.
Don't kill him.
Remember, he has to live with that arm without that arm for the rest of his life.
See, what I was going to do was draw my sword and cut his head off.
It's my ghost. Well, my ghost is haunting you and saying that.
I'm gonna rush and say don't kill him when you draw your sword. You may continue at your discretion.
Can we make a speed test to see who gets there first? Because I just want to kick him to pieces with my feet.
In the nuts.
Make me fighter rolls. I guess whoever gets highest gets to determine this guy's fate. He doesn't have a whole lot of fight left in him.
Let me see. I have forgotten what my fighter is. Here it is.
Did it just... No, I leveled scout. Okay, let's... Oh, wow. One beautiful success.
Four successes.
Two with a six.
Gosh darn it.
All right. And I am going to make a mad dash at him, knock him down, and pull my sword back, and as soon as I hear a Ragalak say, don't kill him, I'm just basically going to, like, stop it inches from his throat.
Ooh.
Mouth into the door.
Terror in his eyes, and literally a puddle of urine starts to pool at your feet.
Aw, this is infuriating and pathetic. We should take him in for questioning.
I'm gonna rush to Walman's side. After seeing...
Are you okay, Albus?
Albus has stopped swinging.
I'd like to put my arm on his shoulder paw.
There he is. I am shaking in rage right now.
My ghost is disappointed at the quality of the guards in this town.
All the parental figures in my life keep dying. I'm sorry for not being a better student.
Oh, this again.
Dress him and bind him.
Woman's life is pooling out on the ground in front of you.
Is there any way we can save his life?
No.
Okay. He's just dead.
Yep.
He's dead.
Just a regular old dead.
We have to apprehend the other guys.
That's what. Yeah, that's why I said that if nobody's like responding, I'm going to say again, dress him and bind him.
Well, on a scale of 1 to not surprising at all, first person to have a mask die.
Okay. So, is anyone dressing this guy and binding him?
I'll do it.
Yes, sitting there in a pool of blood.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I can do it.
Simon,
I have a healer.
You inspect this guy's wounds. His arm is still connected by some skin and muscle, but you, even with your fairly basic knowledge in healing, you know that it's going to have to be amputated.
Here, let me help him out. I'm just going to slam my sword down and cut the rest of the arm off.
That doesn't sound...
He passes out.
Now dress him and bind him.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I roll healer?
No, he's fine. He's not...
Okay.
Well, actually, yeah, you want him to stay alive long enough to interrogate him, so roll a healer. Make me
I got two successes.
Can you open-end it?
It wouldn't do anything. I got a 5, a 3, and a 4.
Ah, that sucks. Oh, well.
Right. You patch him up, bind him. You can see that there's blood already pooling on these bandages.
I don't think he's going to live.
Who do we know that can heal people?
There must be a doctor.
We could take him back to the crazy cat lady. I mean, Auntie Matilda.
And what's she going to do? Rub beetle feces in him?
Well, she probably knows more people here than we do.
Simon, how long does he have?
Not very long at all.
Do it. We need a lead. I'm not going to let this get away. I'm going to pick up Woman's body and just sling it over my back.
Okay. There's also a dead town guard here.
They can figure out what happened.
Okay.
Although, honestly, it would probably be a better idea to leave somebody behind with the town. No, you know what? Maybe somebody should bring the body to the guard barracks and let them know that the guard has been murdered by members of the Confederacy.
I can do that.
All right. It would probably be we don't know how much the town knows about the Confederacy, and we don't know how much we don't know how many of them, if the town does know, is about the Confederacy, are in the pockets of the Confederacy. So, bring them in, let them know what happened, and try to ascertain from their reactions to his death. How much of a presence this Confederacy has in the government.
Okay. So Myra, with some difficulty, is going to take this guard mouse.
I am injured, huh?
Well, I also just meant that you're a mouse, and he's a mouse.
And you're lifting something that is roughly the same size as you. Unless Rags wants to go and help him out.
Rags, this guy had a family.
Why do we have to kill each other?
I don't think we do. You want to talk about it on the way to the barracks?
Sure.
Awesome.
Okay, So the two of you take an end of this guy. I'm going to assume that Myra, being a native, knows where the guards stay.
Yep.
And actually, maybe we could, instead of bringing this guy to Aunt Matilda, maybe we could, ask the guards where a doctor is instead, so we could all just bring everyone
there's
to the,
probably when that's the barracks, or something.
Alright, then, that saves us time, and that way we won't have to, it'll be easier to save this dude.
It is not a robust guard barracks or police force. It is mostly volunteers who go home to their beds at night. When you trundle over there, you can see that it looks like some sort of coordinator clerk in an office, and he's talking to someone dressed as a guard carrying a spear. And they look confused and then shocked when they see what you're carrying. What's happened here? Did you kill one of our guards?
If we killed one of your guards, why would we drag the body over to you?
There was a confrontation. We lost one of our own.
Why don't you start from the beginning?
Well, we were at the tavern, and we got ambushed by assassins, and one of our members decided to try and elude the attacker in the woods when he came across a guardsman. After what looks like a confrontation between the assassin and the guardsman, Walmond attempted to seduce the assassin himself, and now he's no longer with us.
Assassins in Spruce Tuck.
Would you like to see him?
Quiet town. Yes.
He's here, right?
You haul in the one-armed, bleeding, incoherent guy.
Assassin got his arm cut off beforehand. Pretty impressive, really. Didn't know Walmond had done.
What are those vials strapped to him?
Contraband?
What vials?
These vials. And I motioned inside of his coat. The others were carrying vials as well, yeah.
A bandolier of liquid.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah, it looks like it.
If that's what I think it is, you guys don't want to open that.
The two men who work here look at each other uncomfortably. You think there's some sort of conspiracy here?
Well, let's look at what's happened here.
Can I tug on Albus's shoulder really quickly? Albus, how much are we willing to let the guardsmen know? Should we spill the beans completely?
Because we know a lot of stuff. We did.
Yeah,
reconnaissance work.
I nod, I nod, indicating that I heard her.
I'll leave it up to you.
Tell me, how much do you gentlemen like science?
Well, it's the way of life around here.
And what happens when science gets a little out of hand and decides to manifest itself in the form of boxes that fire arrows into innocent mice?
They look at each other uncomfortably. You get the distinct impression they know more than they are saying.
They're in on it.
Because, as far as I can tell, one of your guard members is about as innocent as it can get. The only job that you have is protecting this town from any kind of threats, internal or external, and it looks like you've got a very clear and present internal threat. Now, I don't know where these people came from, and I don't know what they're doing, but I know that they've got some sort of odd wizardry at work. Now, I know that one of your guard mice is dead as a result of it.
Would you like to make me a some sort of persuader roll?
Yes, I would.
And you can add 2 extra dice because you have one of their dead friends with you. It's very convincing. Yep.
And I'm going to throw a persona into this as well.
Okay.
Bam. 2 successes.
The mayor said to just look the other way. He said they were harmless. We had nothing to do with it.
Harmless!
They killed my friend.
They killed my friend! And yours. Do you know this man? And I just point to the, or this mouse, sorry. Point to the guard that's, Who's holding on to him? Simon?
That's Kyle. That's Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle of a family?
He just got married. He got married last year.
Any little pups on the way?
I don't know.
Well, I
don't
hope so.
The other people.
I don't think Wildman had a family. I think he was an orphan just like Rags.
No. Simon and Semolina, my parents, who are definitely not just named after Matt's character.
So when you have to tell his wife,
what happens to him?
How much looking the other way are you willing to do?
Look, all I know is that the mayor said that they were going to help out Spruce Tuck, and they might be acting weird, and we should leave them alone. He said they weren't going to hurt anybody.
Well, they seem to have gone back on their word now, haven't they? You have incontrovertible proof right here. And I point to is the arrow still stuck in his chest?
Oh, yeah. It's most of the way into his chest.
Yep.
That's not going anywhere.
You have proof right here that they're clearly not interested in keeping their word when it comes to harming people. Now, if you don't want to do your job, then unfortunately, as a member of the guard, I have to do mine.
What are you going to do?
Whatever it takes. And I guess if you're not willing to help us, I don't have to tell you anything.
Well, like, we can call them in and get a posse together, but I don't know where they are or what we can do about it.
You can rally with troops, you can. It would be of great help to us. Because we can't let this continue.
The mayor was wrong. Perhaps you can help us convince him. Change his mind about this conspiracy.
The clerk sort of gestures to the guard. You, raise the hue and cry, wake up everyone. Tell them what's happened. I'll go with the guard and talk to the mayor.
Can we also talk to the mayor?
Yes, I'm gonna go with you.
Oh, okay. Fantastic!
Okay.
I don't just want to leave Woman's body.
We're going to have to leave it somewhere. You can't carry it around forever.
We should bury him.
We can't right now.
We should give him a proper burial.
Right now?
No, it's like tomorrow.
It's not the time.
Next week or something.
Of course we give him a proper burial. He fell in the line of duty.
But, I mean, we can leave him here with the guards, and they'll take
right.
care of it.
We need to take him back to Lockhaven.
All right, then we will. Keep his body in the guard barracks, I guess.
Okay. For now.
That's unfortunate.
So are you leaving all of your injured there?
Oh, yeah, I'm injured.
No, we have... There, no, there's... We have to... we still have to worry about the guy whose arm is missing.
Okay, so you're hauling him with you?
Well, we need... I mean, if there's a guard... If there's a... They know where we can find a doctor, then we're going to ask.
But do we want to go to the doctor first or go to the mayor first?
Well, it's going to take some time for them to rally everybody. When are they intending to go and talk to the mayor?
He thought you guys were going to go right now and was ready to go with you.
Wasn't it the middle of the night?
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems important enough.
Yeah, that would be important enough. All right. Well, in that case, we need to find... Well, first we need to find a doctor for this guy because he's going to be a witness more than anything else.
Clark points at the guard. Get him a doctor right away. Okay. Leave him here. I can vouch for what you say to the mayor.
All right. We're trusting you.
It seems like the least I can do for Kyle.
So let's do this.
Okay. You head out. The mayor lives towards the base of the tree, where the older buildings are. It seems to have a pretty large house, but nothing too extravagant. And the big red door in front. Clark looks around uncomfortably, waiting to see which one of you is going to knock.
That'd be me.
Okay. It is a long time before you get an answer. Like, maybe 5 minutes. And you just hear a woman's voice through the thick door. Who is it?
Should we introduce ourselves as? I guess it would be the mouse guard.
I concur.
Yeah.
We are the mouse guard.
Yep. What's our squad name? Are we just squad 7?
Just say it's a squad under your command.
I think Simon would know.
Yeah. Simon, what's our squad name?
What is our squad name?
I've got so many things.
Out of the mouse guard under the command of Albus.
Oh, fine.
It's very late. Can you come back tomorrow?
No, this is important and involves the fate of the entire town.
Right, I'll wake up my husband.
Oh, I really want to be all gangbusters on this, but...
A few minutes later, a gray fur mouse with a heavy set of spectacles opens the door. He's wearing a robe, oddly, to cover his modesty, even though a lot of times he'd just walk around naked. And he adjusts his spectacles as he's looking out at you. You said there was something important going on.
I find very little more important than the death of one of your loyal guard mice.
Who's that, then?
Kyle. Just got married. Young guy.
I remember.
Strong
as an ox. Yes.
Good.
Did he take a tumble off one of the walkways?
No, he took an arrow from a strange box made by the Confederacy of Knowledge in the chest.
He just opens and closes his mouth a few times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to look the other way?
Yes. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to ask you to stop looking the other way, and you seem to be doing a very good job of it right now. You're staring straight forward at me. Telling you that your guard mice are being killed. Innocent mice are being killed by an organization that I understand has you under its thumb.
It is not that simple.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
If anything was that simple, then two mice wouldn't have had to... Two? Maybe more? Two mice wouldn't have had to lose their lives today.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sure there's a very reasonable explanation for this, and I know you're going to give it to me.
In fact, I will. Red Eye has enough liquid fire that he could burn this town to cinders, and is threatened to do so if we don't tolerate his shenanigans.
Well, that really does not come as a surprise to me at all.
We're calling them shenanigans?
I'm really glad that we're calling them shenanigans.
They are shenanigans.
This goes beyond the level of shenanigans, I think.
So if you want to go charging up there, just remember you could be starting an inferno that'll consume us all.
Oh, no, none at all. I have no intention to charge up there. My job is to reveal to you, who I assume know quite a few members of his organization, that he is totally interested in killing innocent mice. And seeing what you, the leader of this town, want to do about it.
If there's a danger of fire, maybe the town should be evacuated.
There's no need to... Well, yes, of course, the town could be evacuated, but...
Then we could attempt to sneak in and capture the fire.
I just have no intention of letting this town burn to the ground.
But if it does, we should try to save as many people as we can.
Well, of course. But, I think that it'll be a little bit, obvious. Telling would be another good one, or perhaps about as subtle as a brick if the whole town suddenly started evacuating under the mayor's orders.
Besides that, a fair number of the town are probably in league with Red Eye. It'd only take one snitch before the whole operation's made.
Well, it's kind of funny, really, that I just think it's a little bit weird that somebody who lives in this town would be willing to snitch on us and start a chain of events that would cause their entire town to be burned to the ground.
He doesn't go around advertising this fact. It's something he told me in private, and I believe him.
Oh, I believe it, too. I've seen the jars. Well, I've seen one jar.
He lives here, too. Wouldn't he be killing himself and his own?
Well, if he's setting off this blaze, I think he would know when to evacuate.
Or presumably how to set it off in a way that wouldn't harm his home, or maybe he doesn't even permanently live here. He could just have a temporary residence here.
He's got, like, a metal shell around his home.
Yeah, maybe he's got a panic room inside the tree somewhere.
I'm not ruling out that it's just a lunatic.
Oh, no, I had that. That was that's not even up for questioning that. We figured that one out immediately.
So
how many people do you... Yeah, I was going to say, is there anyone you absolutely trust?
That's quite a question. He's put on the spot.
Pauses for a long time.
No, I don't want a name. I just want to know if there is somebody out there that you absolutely trust.
Yes.
And of these people that you absolutely trust, are any of them actually in league with Red Eye?
No.
Okay. Could you convince them to become in league with Red Eye and act as informants for us?
We tried that and it got Woman killed.
No, we tried to get ourselves as informants. If they know that we're guard mice, then it doesn't work that well, then it won't work very well at all. But if it's somebody completely unrelated to the guard, then perhaps we'd have more success.
Perhaps. Why don't you come inside? Tell me the whole story.
With pleasure.
brings you inside to his home. His wife starts putting on a tea kettle. A lot of you sort of cram yourself around his table. So how did all of this start?
I'm not sure there's much that we can tell you that you don't already know.
Well, I mean, you coming here. I had heard that there was Mouse Guard in town. And that's the last I heard about it until you showed up.
We found out about the Confederacy when they poisoned Apple Bottom.
Apple Loft.
Apple
Appleloft.
Appleloft. We first discovered agents of the Confederacy when they were found poisoning the water supply in Appleloft. Their intent, apparently, was to poison the town and then swoop in and save everybody by pretending to come up with a cure, when in fact all they'd really be doing was not poison the town anymore. So we managed to get some information out of this agent after apprehending him. We brought him back to Lockhaven, and Spruce Duck, it's what he told us. So we figured we'd come here searching for leads, and well, I guess we got ourselves in a bit over our heads.
And by searching for leads, we mean we tried to infiltrate them? The Confederation?
Confederacy.
Confederate attorney. And we got found out. And that's where the assassins came from.
Yep, they sent assassins. And, well, the rest is history.
If those assassins failed, then surely they're going to try again. And they're definitely going to be on guard.
Yes, it seems to be a tenet of science to keep trying the same thing over and over again until you get the different results.
I thought that was insanity.
And you're saying that this isn't insanity?
This is Spruce Talk.
This is Spruce
this
Talk.
This is Sparta.
So. Oh dear.
If he's as crazy as we all think he is, he's just going to escalate. We need to take them out soon. Or more mice will die.
How many assassins were there anyway?
Just three, right?
Unless there were more before Walmond ran off.
Walmond and I only saw three suspicious people. That
what
at the time...
Totally
maybe there was another one watching then to see what happened.
I'm sorry, what did you do with the other... What did we end up doing with the other two?
Left them unconscious in the tavern common room.
That's why I said we should go back and apprehend those people.
Well.
Be a bit late for that, huh?
Hmm. Do you remember when you guys organized a fire brigade in Appleloft?
Yes.
What are the odds we could do something like that again?
Without Walmond, not as good.
And against mice with super fire who are shooting at us with weird boxes.
Pretty terrible.
Maybe the scientists could make something that would block the super fire and we could just paint all the buildings with it.
Or a neutralizing agent which could deliver to the stockpile.
Yeah, that's even a better idea.
We could sabotage their batch, unless they kept multiple batches in different locations. We don't have any information about it.
Yeah, how do you sabotage something that you don't understand?
We have samples.
Trial and error.
What we need is someone on the inside.
Definitely.
Well, that was what I suggested.
You said you caught some assassins. Can you learn anything from them?
Well, there are some there's one in the guardhouse right now.
There were two in the tavern. Maybe they're heavy sleepers.
Well, let's hope, shall we?
we should go back. But before we leave, we should have a game plan. So we're just going to find more information. When are we going to rally, and when are we going to confront this?
Well, we've shown the guard mice the severity of the situation. I imagine that they'll be able to gather a posse.
Well, they'll be less complacent about it, but if they're not coordinated, or if they're not part of this plan, then
I think it would be a little. I think if there's enough of this liquid fire to burn down the tree, then any kind of aggressive action or direct assault on the on the headquarters of the Confederacy would be folly.
Aggressive action like a posse.
No, the posse should be. I think that it would be better if the posse were more directed towards finding the legitimately illegal actions that the Confederacy is doing in public that they're supposed to be looking the other way towards, and stop looking the other way. That'll be help enough. The rest needs to be done by us, interrogating, by getting as much information as we can from people that we've captured, and by trying to find somebody on the inside, as the mayor has suggested.
But the threat for not looking the other way is to set the town on fire. We're the guard. We should put ourselves at risk, sneak in, disable the stockpile of alchemical fire.
We just need to figure out how.
I feel like we should try to talk to them.
I was
going
to say.
Maybe if we have some poker chip, like if we have anything we can use to convince them that this is folly, because they're a valuable resource. Can you imagine if Lockhaven had the power to stop bears? That would be amazing. We should be allies, not enemies. I don't know how practical that is, though.
I simply worry about the influence of the influence that wielding that much power will have over an individual mouse's mind. But now is not the time for philosophical buskering.
If you think the rest of the organization be open to talk, Myra, maybe we should just capture the leader.
That sounds like a fantastic plan.
Presumably, somebody like that would probably only be willing to give himself the power to give the order to burn down an entire city.
Agreed.
Well, I suppose we should try and get back to our captives rather quickly.
Okay.
You race back to the tavern.
Before we do that, the moment we leave the mayor's house, I'd like to suggest that we leave somebody to make sure that he isn't like communicating with the with Red Eye.
Well, is anybody else injured?
I don't think so. Well,
I guess I can stay behind.
Walmond is pretty severely injured.
I think Walmond is pretty severely dead.
No, don't worry. I'll do the recap next time.
That can't cure injured.
I can't?
No, it can't.
Anything but injured.
Or you might be able to cure dead.
You're dead, but not
dead?
Injured.
Yeah, no. I'm not injured. I never got...
So.
I'm
perfect.
Hungry and thirsty, not injured.
You're good to go, then. Just do the recap next time.
Well, anyway, I might stay and ask for health or whatever. Help. Doctor helps. Excuse me, I'm kind of injured. Could I bother you to get some medical treatment here?
We should be able to have someone help you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. The rest of you head back to the tavern. You find one of the men unconscious right where you left him. The other one is behind the counter pouring himself a mug from the keg. And when you enter, he gets a horrified look on his face like you caught him with his hand in the cookie jar.
Should I brandish my shield at him?
I'm gonna just kind of do like the punch my fist into my hand thing and rush him.
Ah, the old bamboozle.
He throws his drink in the air and drops down behind the bar.
Can I dive in after him?
Absolutely. What do you intend to do with him?
I intend to put him in a full Nelson.
You easily wrestle him into submission.
We got a live one here. Found his hand in the cookie jar, too.
I'm innocent. It was everyone else's fault.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I'd also like to point out that you were shooting arrows at one of our friends, who is severely injured and is at the mayor's house right now. And you're going to help us.
Is there an intimidate skill, or is it just persuader?
I think it would be deceiver.
Okay. Is that what you'd like to use, Stone?
I would like to deceive the shit out of him.
Okay.
Fuck. I would like to spend a fate on this.
Okay.
Ah, one success.
Luckily enough.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How about I tell you everything?
Nice. How about you join us?
What?
Wait, we can't trust him.
Not trustworthy.
He's telling us everything already.
How about we listen?
All right, let's listen.
So, what do you want to know?
Simon, Rex, you guys have inquisitive young minds. Let's see what you want to know.
Where is the stockpile of alchemical fire?
Well, Red Eye keeps it in two places, in case he needs to burn down the tree. He has one in the secret meeting place in the cisterns, ready to burn the roots, and he keeps his personal supply up at the top of the city with him. That one's lightly guarded, but that's where Red Eye himself stays with some of his key guards. More of the other members stay down in the cisterns with it. If we should ever need to start the fire, there's a long tube that runs the length of the city that Red Eye can put messages down to give the alert.
Do you know where this tube is?
Yes, it's built into the bark of the city.
Interesting. Is Red Eye at his quarters right now?
That's where he lives.
I imagine a mouse like him doesn't see too much sun.
No.
Very delicate skin, don't you know? I mean, fur.
Gotta be very, very sensitive to the needs of our brothers.
How many guards does he have with him?
Usually, six, but they sent out three of us to do this job.
Oh, you're one of his personal guards.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not very trustworthy.
No, you're obviously not. I mean, you could be lying to us right now. How do we know you're not lying to us right now?
Because I'm too scared to lie.
How scared are you right now?
Scared that you're about to kill me?
Oh. Do you understand the severity of the situation that you're in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, that's good.
How many people know about the plan to burn down the city?
Only Red Eye, his second, his personal guards.
Who's his second?
His second...
The mayor!
His second is Tyler. He's the one who mans the cisterns.
Hmm. If word of this got out with the rest of the Confederacy, would they be disapproving, do you think?
Well, it is their home. we're talking about here.
Probably.
But so they're not fanatics. It's just Red Eye and his inner circle.
But before if this got out, Red Eye would burn everything down.
Well, he would need to send the message, wouldn't he, in order to burn the city down?
Well, the ones in his chamber he could do himself.
But he'd probably be killing himself for that. Is he crazy enough to kill himself?
Yes.
Okay, alright. That was an important one to know. It's weird, though. I mean, without him, the Confederacy would cease to function, wouldn't they?
Right, but he always said if he was captured, he'd just be killed anyway. He wants to martyr himself. He's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Yeah, I think that's a thing that a mouse with delusions of grandeur would do.
If he sent half his guard out to assassinate us, are there holes in his guard right now?
They'll probably just be guarding his bedroom and the adjoining room, which is where he keeps the liquid fire. And the message tube is in his bedroom.
Is there any approach other than the front door?
No, only one entrance.
Is there any sort of password that you use to signal that you are returning from the assassination?
No, we just know each other.
It's not like they're wearing masks or anything like that. I mean, we can't just sneak in dressed as them.
I was thinking of just getting them to open the door.
And then what, coming in guns a-blazing?
Bamboozle them.
Well, there's still the problem of Red Eye being able to send the message.
We can't. It's a tube. We block the tube.
Well, yes, we'll have to block the tube, but then there's also the problem of him setting off his own stash.
Yeah, that's why we need to get in there fast.
Well,
what can put out these fires if they started accidentally?
I don't know. You have to smother them. If you pour water on them, it just spreads them around.
Well, that's good to know.
An unquenchable flame.
Does Red Eye have sand or something?
Yes,
just in case someone knocks over a vial?
He keeps sand buckets, but there's not enough that if he sets off the whole thing.
Alright, well, let's think now.
Alright, I've got no more questions.
Simon?
Yes?
Is the other guy going to wake up, by the way?
You could probably rouse him. He sort of drifted into an unconscious sleep.
Alright, well, what's the odds that we could, I think we could, tie these guys up and bring them to the guardhouse? Keep them imprisoned.
They're at your mercy. So,
probably pretty good odds.
Yeah. Alright. Well, let's do that then. Just keep these guys imprisoned.
Okay.
The good news is you're not going to die today. The bad news is that we have to make sure... Sorry. The bad news is that we had to move your house.
You tie them up, and when you reach the guardhouse, you can see that there is about 25 able-bodied men with a variety of weapons that have rallied there. The guard who...
Our odds are getting better and better.
These guys can go to the cistern, then.
Yes. The guard who went forth and rallied them, who was originally there when you brought in the body, steps forward to Albus. All active members accounted for, sir.
There's a cistern on the bottom of the tree. It contains an entire stockpile of the alchemical flame.
Tell them how to put it out.
Yeah. The only way that you can put it out is to smother it with sand or with some other substance that deprives it of air. Water will just spread it around. What I need you to do is go there and secure it.
You won't be coming with us?
We're going to go to the other stockpile.
You can count on us.
The only person down there who will give the order to set the tree on fire is Red Eye's second in command. So if you can apprehend him quick, it will diminish the danger.
We'll do our part. Just make sure you do yours.
Can do. I'm just going to stick my hand out and shake his hand.
He shakes paws with you, rallies his men together, and starts going over the plan with them.
Right. Now the only thing that we have to worry about is, how the hell are we going to find that tube? Because if we block the message, then that means that the second won't be able to communicate back with Red Eye, and Red Eye won't be able to communicate back with the second.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was implied that our captive knew where it was.
He does.
Yeah. And he said it was built into the bark of the tree. Did he tell us where it was?
He can draw you a map. He can let you know exactly where it is.
All right. So I'm going to do that.
He's the best kind of hostage, because he's completely willing to spill all sorts of beans.
But he's also very untrustworthy.
Yeah, the problem is maybe he's very untrustworthy. He's lying about being very untrustworthy, and he's only marginally untrustworthy.
Maybe hitting this tube to disable it actually sets off the fire.
Or maybe he just doesn't want to see his home burned down and is having second thoughts about joining Red Eye's inner circle.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty convincing argument.
Okay. So, following his map, you find yourselves in a rather isolated spot, but it's up against the edge of the tree. It's one of the parts where the wall, the barrier between the city and the outside are thinnest.
The thing is, we should probably go get Myra and see how she's doing.
Yes, Myra.
Hi! Am I making sure that the mayor is trustworthy?
Not a douchebag.
The mayor and his wife are basically sitting there awkwardly, trying not to cry in front of you.
Oh. And
extremely nervous.
Oh, guys.
Their whole life is going to burn down.
Don't worry. I know things are stressful right now, but we've got the mouse guard here, and we can help. Not all hope is lost. You just gotta have a little faith. We can work together and make this okay. Alright, so don't break down on me. We still have work to do.
He just nods solemnly at you. They do get a doctor who comes by and patches up your injuries.
Hooray! I'm stoked!
And apparently the rest of your patrol comes by to rally.
Huzzah!
Oh, Myra, we have a game plan. Like you asked.
That's great news.
So we're gonna let her in on it. But, yeah.
These guys are cool.
Okay. Well, it involves disabling the means through which Red Eye is able to communicate that it's time to blow up the village. And then while the guard posse goes and deals with the supply of the alchemical flame on the bottom of the tree, we go to the top and apprehend Red Eye himself.
Well, he's certainly due for some questioning, isn't he? He needs to be held responsible for all his actions.
Right. Questioning is a good one.
Onward and forward.
Onward and upward. But yeah, we have to
maybe sideways.
No, really upward. Because it's
the
tree.
Have to,
the tube.
We still have to get to the tube.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to need someone to make me a roll. Either scout, scientist, architecture, which I think is a skill. No, it's builder. Builder.
I have a 5 in scout.
Ooh, girl.
But that's I've been rolling really shitty all day, so...
So you're due for a good one.
Your chances.
That's not how chances work, actually, but we'll see.
Sounds like you're due. Yep.
3. I'll put a fate into it.
Okay.
All right. 4 successes.
Okay.
Baller.
Following the map, you come to the wall and start knocking against it. And you do hear a sort of... You find this hollow. It's like a metallic sort of ringing sound when you knock in the right place. And I'm assuming
that sounds suspicious.
You folks you're cutting open the wall.
Yeah. I got a hatchet.
Okay.
Oh, well, all right.
You hack open the wall. You find a copper tube. If this runs the whole length of the city, it must have been very expensive.
Who can afford this? Is he made of... apples?
Yes, he was made with apples.
Sure. Well, nothing to it but to do it. Yeah, let's block it up.
Okay.
Chop it in half and then bend it so that it spills out into the street.
About how wide is it?
It's about if you made a ring with your paw, it's about that wide. You know, it seems only good for, like, dropping a tube with a message in it or something.
I'm just going to drive my knife in the middle of there and then, like, use that as a stopper.
Okay.
Well, that takes care of that. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Quiet.
Let's go get some vengeance.
Justice.
Sure.
All of the above.
Vengeance, justice, sir, and Jareve.
What?
Let's go.
Yep.
Hooray!
Okay. As you guys recall, the only way to get up to Red Eye's chambers or that bizarre bucket system or climbing the rope that it uses. So you guys go up to the top level and it is a ledge above the top level with no discernible way to get up there other than climbing that rope or the walls.
I remember when I used Wallman's hook and line right here.
We have Wallman's hook and line with us. Did anyone take it?
No, that would be disrespectful to the dead.
Yeah, no, we threw it off.
Good thing I've got one.
Mm. Mine's better. Mm-hmm.
No, I fixed it. It's a good
one.
His
was weathered.
Mine's still better. It's done more awesome deeds.
It's true. It has. Mm. All right.
It's a veteran.
Yeah, can I have this hook and line as a memento?
Of course.
As my mentor.
Yeah, I see no reason why not.
But he might haunt you.
That would be so comforting.
Wow.
I was going to make an inappropriate joke about your parents, but I didn't.
Thanks, Myra.
You're welcome.
See, we're all solving all of our personal problems. Rags was just that he just didn't get haunted enough as a child.
So would you folks like to make me obstacle to nature rolls?
Oh, yes. Nature.
For
everybody?
A hook and line? Everybody.
Everybody.
I'm gonna put. Can I put 2 persona into this? Because
use a fate point.
Can I use 1 persona into this?
So you can use 2 persona.
I have a lot of persona. I'll just.
Hooray! I got 2 successes.
Same here.
Oh, thank goodness! I got 2 successes as well.
I'm really glad that I managed to untax my nature.
I'm glad I used a fate point.
Okay. So you all successfully climb up to this ledge?
No, I haven't made my roll yet. I'm trying to see how compassionate leads into this. Perhaps I was impassioned by the death of my friend that I want to make sure it never happens to any other mouse again. And I need to get up there now.
I'll buy it.
All right. Helping die?
Yeah. You guys are terrified of obstacle two nature rolls.
I only had three dice, and I passed.
Likewise.
And the only reason I passed was because of the die that I forked in rolled a success.
You don't have fate or persona?
I used my persona on the deceiver roll.
Okay.
Okay.
This is within our nature, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it's climbing.
Okay. You scale up to the ledge of Red Eye's private chambers. It seems dark inside, but you don't see anyone immediately.
Can I sneak
Shall we
over?
Sneak in or rush in?
Yeah, let's see if we sneak.
Let's sneak. Yeah.
Sneak.
You know what I can't do?
Sneak.
Yeah. No, I can now. I can. Just really shittily.
Well, that's the theme of the day.
Yep.
Scout is sneaking, right? What's the route for Scout?
Health.
Okay.
Let's see.
And we're all rolling individually?
Yes.
It doesn't really matter what we get. Like, the worst roll is what we go with, right?
Yep.
So
I got no successes.
Are you serious? I got four successes!
Is this mouse-like enough to spend persona without diminishing one's nature?
Yes.
You're hiding?
Say it's within your nature.
Yeah, excellent.
Guys,
I'm so upset.
Yeah, that's no successes.
Successes.
It's not half successes. You roll half your dice pool.
No.
Anyway.
Still two.
Okay. Myra disappears into the rafters like a ninja. Rags sort of crouches and hides behind things, progressing steadily deeper into the room. And
I'm just gonna walk in.
Yeah, Albus and Simon walk in, kind of. They step forward into the darkened conference room, and Albus waxed his hip up against the table that he can't see in the dim light.
Oh my God! Jesus. Ah! 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 That's an echo.
Yeah.
Okay, because the first one was quite loud.
And then all the other ones were equally conspicuous.
Who's out there?
Your fake names.
We should be quiet. Maybe if we just are quiet, then he won't.
Shh, 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 shh. That's what I was doing.
Go check it out. Two mice with arrow boxes creep out into the dim light, looking around for you.
Pocket sand?
Achoo!
God, I hope that Myra and Rags are gonna do something.
Can I jump down and crush one of the boxes with my feet?
Or maybe you could knock one of them out by landing on them?
Or jump down on one of them, take his arrow box, shoot the other one like a ninja.
Oh, I want to do that one, because I want to be a ninja.
I would like
to sneak past them and deeper into the.
Really?
Well,
but yeah, won't be
that. What Myra's doing. So, Myra, please make me a fighter roll with a 2-die bonus because they are completely unaware of you.
Well, I don't like it, but I'll do it.
This is a very fun mousely thing for you to do, but perhaps.
Whoa.
You... Oh.
I'm gonna put. Well, what's my obstacle?
Well, they got one, but additional successes could lead to you actually taking out both of them, as was suggested.
I got 5, but I could put fate into it, but I don't really want to. Is that enough to kick their butts?
Yes. So
does she do the ninja thing?
What do you want to do?
Do the thing.
I want to land on one of them and break his box, and then
no, land on one, take his box, and shoot the other guy with it.
No, I want to be silent like a ninja shooting
the
boxes.
The arrow box is silent.
I don't think it's silent enough.
It's silent-ish.
You could just land
ninja.
She could just land behind them and then do the thing where they conk their heads together.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll do that one. That's very ninja-y.
Okay. Shadow drops down from the ceiling and just bonks the two guards' head together. And they both slump to the ground.
Yes!
I give her the double thumbs up.
I get to mark that off my bucket list. That was exciting. Okay, you guys are really loud. Did you even try to sneak, like, at all?
You're gonna get a glowing report when we get back, though.
I'm just excited.
Well, be less of that, and try and follow what Rags is doing.
You start to see a flicker of flame bump through the threshold, and it's momentarily terrifying until you realize it's just a lantern.
I'm gonna pick up one of the boxes. Did we ever? What did we do with the other box that we recovered?
I assume you still have it.
Oh.
We have 3 boxes now.
Well, let's pick them up and make use of them.
Okay. Do I know how to work this crazy contraption? Should I like?
It seems pretty simple. You just kind of
shoot one of the.
Well, no, we've only got.
Guys.
Are we able to see how much ammo we have? Like, or these are like one shot and that's it, right?
They have quivers that they load them by, so you can take the bolts from them.
I will do that. Yoink.
You know what, actually? I probably didn't carry one under my arm the entire time, so if there's only 2, I'll just let Simon and Myra have one, and I'll keep my sword.
Okay. You see that lantern go off, and there's a knock in the distance. Sorry, boss. I think there's something going on out here.
Run. Running.
Phew! Bamboozle. Yeah, let's bamboozle him.
You bamboozle him. You see the guard holding the lantern. His arrow box is sitting on the floor next to him. It looks like they've got some dice laid out, like they were playing some sort of gambling game. Dice and coins.
Are there pieces of parchment and pens next to them as well?
No.
Oh,
damn it. Gaming. They're gambling.
I wish to scoop up a sand bucket and upend it over his face.
Make me a fighter roll.
Pocket sand. Pocket sand.
Yes, pocket sand.
Persona. Six successes.
Jesus. Would you like to describe this for us?
I grab a bucket of sand and make a flying leap, ending with it, upending it over his head and giving him a new helmet. Filling his mouth, nose, and eyes with sandy grit.
That's just going to make it worse.
Are you going to take him down?
Yeah, I'll knock him to the floor with my flying tackle.
Just ring the bell.
Someone else bamboozle Red Eye.
Yeah, I was... Okay, now that that's taken care of, I'm going to blitz towards Red Eye.
Okay. Make me an obstacle to health roll, because his door is locked. So you're going to have to blitz through it.
Good luck, old man!
Wait, it's my health again. I almost grabbed too many dice, I think. No, I grabbed just enough dice. Okay. Yeah. And, can I... Let me see. Since I'm the only guy doing this, can I independent this shit up?
Yes.
Alright. I am the mouse! That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dice. Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh god, I hope this works. And I am going to, what do you call it, spend a fate point to open in this.
Where do you get so much fate?
I had a goal that I didn't accomplish. I chose to keep it ongoing last session. 5 successes.
You crash through his door. He's sitting up in bed and scrambling for something on his nightstand.
Yep. Sword out. I'm going to, what do you call it, like, pin his hand to the nightstand with it.
This guy is going to go for a straight-up conflict. With him being the big boss at all.
Can I have another old man fight?
Yes. He's actually not that old.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm probably older than him.
You are. Do you like to roll your disposition?
This is a fight.
Hey, Simon, we should probably help Albus.
Help and fighter?
Mm-hmm.
Can we help? We're helpful.
Fighter is 5.
We kind of rushed in on his own. Maybe we can come in at round 2.
Well, we'll hear him getting bamboozled and we'll save the day.
That's right. With our magic boxes.
I'm going to spend my last fate on this one.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3.
I hope it pays off.
I do too. It
did.
Good
luck.
Yay.
That's my position is 8.
Oof.
That's nice, right? Maybe?
It is.
Praise Allah.
Red Eye's goal is to burn.
Everything?
Uh-huh. There's an open doorway to an adjoining room that Albus, now that he's run in, can just see the glint of stacks of bottles and jugs.
Oh my.
My goal is to stop him.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yes.
How would you like to stop him? Like, what is your intent with him by the end?
I want to... Let's see. What is he... Does he have any implement on him that, it looks like it's supposed to be the impetus for setting these things off, or is he just going to, throw himself on the vials and hope enough of them break?
Yeah, you think if a few of them break, then the whole thing will catch fire.
Does he have any weapons?
He's scrambling for something. It looks like this shelf, this drawer actually has some smaller jars in it.
All right, I'm going to stop him from... I don't want him to get any implements that can start this fire, and I want to subdue him.
Okay. I am going to say you have considered to have the 2-die advantage, like the maneuvering gain position on him for your first action, because of how bamboozled he is.
Okay.
Yes. It's a thing.
All right. So, shall we script?
Yes, I'm scripting right now.
Da-da-da-da-da! Bum-bum-bum!
Okay.
I'm ready as well. Volley one.
All right.
Defend.
Attack.
Very direct.
Yep. Pretty much what I've got to do at this point. Bam.
One success.
Five successes.
Holy
Ooh.
Shit.
Oh, five. Snap.
That was two fours, two fives, and a six. I only wish that I had a fate.
Yo, open.
Oh, never mind. I was about to say.
Just bam.
Yeah. That paw that was reaching into his shelf just hacked. Oh! Volley two.
He Attack.
Has, he has faint.
Yep.
Which is exactly the wrong thing for him to be doing.
Yep.
He tries to fake you out and go diving for his other room.
But he realizes it's really hard to throw pocket sand when you don't have a hand.
Get in front of him and beat him in the face.
He's done, so would you like to describe your victory?
Yeah. He goes for the dive, and with my three successes, I just get in front of him, knee him in the face, knock him flat on his back, and hold my sword at his throat.
He looks up at you. He doesn't even look scared, just disappointed. This isn't the end.
It is for you.
But the calls will go on.
Well, you can look on the bright side. Thankfully, the people who are actually interested in protecting the lives of all mice now have access to your technology. Consider yourself having won in that regard. But in so many other ways, you will lose.
Scout.
I'm just gonna take him and subdue him. And, alright, so. Gotta get this guy back to Lockhaven. Alright, everyone, get in here.
I haul in Buckethead.
You don't think we need to, meet up with the people down in the cistern? We should.
Well, we do. We gotta make sure this guy is taken care of first.
Let's tie him up, then.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to take my hook and line and just, like, detach the hook from it and just, like, use it to bind him up.
Okay.
Don't we have to treat his paw arm hook thing?
He's not.
Is it that serious? Do we need to rush?
No,
I'm going to just tie the rope around his wrist and tightly as a tourniquet.
Okay.
I'll restrain Buckethead with bed sheets.
You take your captives, march them out using their own bucket system.
This is a really nice bucket system you guys have come up with. I love this.
We would not be able to get them out of here if it weren't here.
Yeah, you know, this is just a really, really a great way to go about doing this. We should consider this for Lockhaven. Man, if only this kind of science were the kind that you guys were developing and not, you know, horrifying weapons to blow the entire tree up.
As you guys are marching down, you see your posse coming up. They are damp and weary looking, but victorious. Mouse, not the one you talked to earlier, steps up to Albus.
Casualties.
We managed to stop them. We suffered a few losses. Unfortunately, we weren't able to take any alive, but we did prevent them from having their fire spread.
Did you find the one? What was the second in command's name?
Tyler.
Did you find the one named Tyler?
He immolated himself.
Ugh.
Good man.
They are crazy.
Well,
you got red eye. I think it's time that we get this wrapped up. Jeez, does the guard maim everyone we fight? Oh god. So let's get this wrapped up then.
You're heading back to Lockhaven?
Well, no, we're going to give Walmond a proper burial.
Okay, you're going to bury him here?
Well, actually, no.
I thought we were going to bury him in Lockhaven.
Yeah, he should... Well, it depends. Do you think he'd want to be buried in his hometown, or do they bury the guard in Lockhaven?
He's got a all-expenses-paid funeral at Lockhaven.
Yeah, they have a ceremony at Lockhaven. Whether or not the actual body's there varies on the circumstance. But if you can bring the body back, they do have a ceremony.
Oh, okay. In that case, yeah, we'll be.
So far, Walmond has had a very mouthy ghost. Why don't we just ask him?
Also, shouldn't we try Red Eye in Spruce Duck? Since that's the town he tried to destroy.
Honestly, his crimes are too severe to be. His crimes are really too severe to be considered by anything other than the direct intervention.
Yeah,
I think it's
be like taking
than
Timothy McVeigh to the county courthouse.
Yeah,
but he committed crimes against Spruce Tuck, not in the
but
guard's
Spruce
jurisdiction.
Tuck was under,
yeah, no, he created he threatened all of Mousekind with this.
I think all of Mouseopia is under the Mouse Guard's jurisdiction.
All right. I will yield to your wisdom. It just could be advantageous to let the citizens of Spruce Tuck have the trial in their own backyard to show them what a true monster he was.
This is true. Maybe we could get Gwendolyn to come out here, or the guard's jurisdiction, instead of trying him in Lockhaven.
Why not try and unlock even more?
He has a point, though. The idea, it's not the man that we're so worried about as it is the idea. Unless these people see what kind of person Red Eye is, then they might well try to walk in his footsteps and see him as a symbol taken down by a corrupt guard instead of one that's attempting to work for the better of all Mousekind.
I really wanted to convince the Confederation to be open with transparency so that that couldn't happen.
The mayor steps forward while you're having your discussion. You taking him to Lockhaven then?
Well, it depends, because...
Oh, man. Imagine if, the mayor just stepped up and asked us that, and we were like, yes, and he was like, well, that's too bad, and he blew up the whole city. Like, it was actually him all along, and Red Eye was just a red herring.
The priest!
Well, he must be tried before the guard for his crimes against all of Mousekind, but a punishment in Spruce Tuck, I believe, should be determined by the authorities of Spruce Tuck.
We will have our own trial in his absence. Rest assured that now that we are not under fear of him, everyone will know what that creature truly is.
Thank you. His technology is still a valuable use to the guard. I think that put in the hands of the truly responsible instead of the mad, it could be put to some use. So,
there are a few brilliant minds around here that I still trust. We'll look into everything that he's done and send our findings along to the guard.
You have our thanks.
No, I owe you, sir.
Not just me.
All of you. The guard as a whole. It's a reminder of why they are here. To deal with problems too big for any one city.
That is why we fight.
That's all we
but
fight
it's also
for
why we, yeah, but it's also why we can't stay in one place for too long, so...
everyone. Wish you a safe journey.
Let's go!
Okay. You march back to Lockhaven. It is a few days' travel. The watchmen on the gates spy you coming and open up, and the city gives you a hero's welcome. They don't know what you've done, but you're returning guard mice, so you're heroes to them.
Anyone you walk away from. Yay.
You are ushered quickly into Gwendolyn's office once the severity of what you've uncovered is brought to light.
That's just it. It's a giant conspiracy.
She looks up curiously at you as you enter. I assume you have Red Eye there, bound and gagged.
Brought straight in front of the leader of the Mouse Guard herself. Heck yes.
I take it your mission was fruitful.
If by fruitful you mean we may have quelled an insurrection that could have burned all of Spruce Tuck to the ground, then yes. Yes, it was, my lady.
One of you is missing.
Wamond. Killed in the line of duty by a strange device we've never seen before. Wielded by assassins sent to us in the night. He died bravely.
I have no doubt. Will Albus, have the rest of your squad bring that thing to the dungeons. I need to have your full report and a few words.
As you will. Oh, gosh. So you guys should probably take him down for, I air quotes, questioning.
Why are you always with the air quotes?
That is an excellent question.
You'll find out when you're older.
So the three of you take Red Eye out of there?
Yep.
Okay.
And then bamboozle the tavern.
Wait, does he toss off an unexpectedly cocky one-liner as we're dragging him out?
He's gagged, so no.
At least hear the muffling of him trying to do so.
Yeah. When they leave, Gwendolyn looks over at Albus. You've served me well yet again, it seems.
Not well enough.
You can't be held accountable for every mouse. Before we get down to the grim business, in the absence of Walmond, it falls to you to make the determination for both of them. Are your tender paws ready to become guard mice?
Simon has showed himself to be brave, strong, skilled. He's saved multiple lives mice many times. I mean, multiple mice's lives many times, even my own. But Ragalak, I feel, needs more guidance, and in Walman's absence, I'd actually like him to be reassigned to Myra.
We will see it done. Thank you.
She gives him, of course, see to it that she gives him the training that he would need to become just as good of a scout as she is. If it weren't for her, I think that our plans would be multiple times completely undone, and he showed talent in her areas of expertise, if not Walman's.
I will defer to your guidance. Now, how about you sit down and tell me everything? And that seems like a fantastic place to stop.
Fantastic.
Steel tests.
Wait, hold on. I wanted to use my player's Spoon turn team check in order to haunt Red Eye. I was planning on dumping all my persona into it and rolling nature.
Done.
Okay.
You pour in all your powers of mouseliness to make him feel really bad. Okay. I'm turning the recorder off. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.